Now listen, some of you are going through a season right now that's not beautiful. In fact, it's downright ugly. Your finances look ugly. Your health looks ugly. You know, your relationship, your marriage, or your friendship looks ugly. Your future looks ugly. But I want to say this to you. God will bring good out of it, and He can make something beautiful out of that if you'll give Him the pieces.
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we begin a series called Growing in the Seasons of Life. You know, just like a growing season for plants, you have to go through various seasons in order to mature. In this message series, Pastor Rick shows you how to make the most out of the seasons of life, no matter which one you're in. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about a resource that's perfect for anyone feeling spiritually run down. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word daily to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part one of a message called Understanding the Seasons of Life.
Now, this morning, we have a special treat because helping us, I've asked co-teacher Kay, my lovely wife, to help out with this message this morning. And I've asked her to do this morning for a couple reasons. Number one, she's taught me more about the seasons of life than anybody. And number two, we want to emphasize the fact that the seasons of life dramatically affect your marriage or any relationship that you have. Those of you who are married, have you figured out yet that you and your spouse are often in different seasons? How many of you figured that one out? Yeah, right. And so things don't always mesh. You're always either growing together or you're growing apart in any relationship. Always closer or always apart. A relationship never stands still. And if you understand the seasons of life, you will better sympathize with your mate when they're going through them. In fact, you can help them through seasons maybe you've been through, and they can help you through seasons that they have been through. So let's just this morning look at a general introduction to the series. In the weeks coming, we're going to look at specific seasons of life. But today, just kind of a brief overview. So take out your outline. When God created the earth, He set up seasons of weather. And in Genesis 2:22, it says, as long as the earth remains, there will be springtime and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, day and night. Now, we all know that. But God has also established seasons of human activity, seasons of life, relational, physical, spiritual, emotional seasons of life. And in Ecclesiastes 3:1, it says, read it with me. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. I like it in the New Century Version. It says, everything on earth has its special season. Now, some of you know that my hobby is gardening. And I think I like it because God wired me in such a way that I like to watch things grow. So He gave me a church that would do that. Every gardener knows that if you don't have changes in seasons, your plants aren't going to make it. You have to have seasonal changes in order for plants to grow. The same is true in your life. You have to go through various seasons in order to mature and grow. Now, this morning, quickly, I want to just give you five general facts about the seasons of life. Then we're going to look at how to make the most of the seasons of life, regardless of which one you're in. And then next week and in succeeding weeks, we're going to take individual seasons of life that we all go through. First, five facts about the seasons of life. Number one, they are beyond my control. They are beyond my control. You can't control when they happen. You can't control how long they happen. You can't control the location or the duration of them. In fact, most seasons, new seasons of life, begin with an irritation, an interruption, or an inconvenience. And when you enter a new season, your neat little schedule just gets thrown out the door. And all of a sudden, because of something that's just happened in your life, you know, all your plans just evaporate and you have to completely redirect. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and our series called Growing in the Seasons of Life. The second half is coming right up, so please stay with us.
It doesn't matter how much you work out or how healthy you may eat. If you're not feeding and exercising your spirit, you're going to feel run down and tired. You'll run out of gas. You've got to do more than just take care of your body. You've got to energize your spirit. And the best way to do that is with God's Word. That's why we've put together an incredible new tool called Re-Energize Your Life. In this first-of-its-kind guide created from Pastor Rick's most practical teaching, you will learn everything you need to know to re-energize your life the way God intended. Step by step, you will begin a journey of restoration and renewal. It's a hands-on guide you take at your own pace. No need to rush. In fact, we encourage you to stop and linger where you want to spend more time. You'll benefit from biblical wisdom and learn how to apply it to your life in practical ways. You'll learn how to let Jesus lighten your load and discover the key to a balanced life. Not only will you discover how to relieve stress, Pastor Rick will show you how to discover your purpose and build margin into your schedule. You'll have time to reflect and celebrate your progress as you take steps toward getting ready to be used by God. This brand new, high-quality, vegan leather-bound, four-color journal experience book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed with full-color devotionals, verses, and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. Don't let your inner man or inner woman settle for a spiritually bland existence. Reach for more with this brand new tool called Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Today, when you support Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll send you a copy of the book, Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Call 800-600-5004 to get yours, or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com.
Once again, here's Rick.
Most seasons, new seasons of life begin with an irritation, an interruption, or an inconvenience. And when you enter a new season, your neat little schedule just gets thrown out the door. And all of a sudden, because of something that's just happened in your life, you know, all your plans just evaporate and you have to completely redirect. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? Grief is a season of life. And you'll go through that many times in life because there will be times when you have an extended illness. There will be times in life, which you can't control, by the way. There will be times in life when, if you're a parent, your kids are eventually going to grow up, move out and marry. That will be a loss. Every one of us in this room are going to lose loved ones in our lifetime. Every one of us. And you can't control that. It's frustrating that we can predict what the seasons of life will be in your life, but we never can figure out exactly when they're going to happen or which one's going to happen next. Waiting is a season of life. You know the reason why you have to wait so much in life? Because everything's out of, so many things are out of your control. If you could control it, you wouldn't have to wait. So the seasons are uncontrollable in your life, and no matter what you'd like to do about it, worry about it, it's not going to happen. Now, have you noticed that some seasons just seem to speed by and others tend to just kind of drag on? I remember, for instance, in school that elementary school seemed like it's going to take forever to get through the sixth grade. It just seemed to drag on, and school was never going to get out. Then when I got in high school went very fast. I mean, all of a sudden, it was over. And then I got into college and graduate school, and I thought I was going to die. I thought, I'm going to be writing term papers and dissertations the rest of my life. And some things happen fast, and some happen smaller. You cannot control the duration of the seasons that you are in. So who does determine the seasons of life? Well, God does. Daniel 2:21 says, God controls the times and the seasons. He makes and unmakes kings. That means he sets some people up as leaders and he deposes others. God is in control of world events. It may not look like it, but God is in control. That, by the way, is one of the reasons why I, as your pastor, don't worry too much about what's going on in the world. Because God is in ultimate control and it's moving toward a destiny that he has in mind. And who happens to be in a particular office at a particular time, in the long scheme of things, is not going to affect at all what God has planned for this world. They're beyond our control. The second thing about the seasons of life is that they're often confusing. Now, again, you know this one from experience. Sometimes you're in a situation, you go, why is this happening to me? I just don't understand it. And in fact, understanding usually follows an experience rather than preceding it. In other words, we always tend to understand the seasons we're in after they're over. We don't usually understand that in the situation, why is this going on? What's happening? We don't see any good in it many times. But after you see, looking back on your life, you have a far greater perspective than looking ahead, because looking ahead, you don't know what's going to happen. Looking back, you know everything that's happened, and it gives you perspective to see the seasons that you've gone through. And so they are confusing. Hindsight's 20/20. However, there are some things that are going to happen throughout your life you're just never going to understand. And God does not owe you an explanation. And you're not going to get an explanation until you get to heaven, because God wants to teach you to live by faith, not by explanations. The Christian life lives by faith, not by explanations. Notice this verse, Ecclesiastes 3:11. God does everything just right and on time. But people can never completely understand what he's doing. How many of you agree with that verse? Yeah, right. Well, you know, let me say this. If you could understand why God does everything that he does, you'd be God. You'd be God. And you're not. It's like an ant trying to understand a human. Your brain capacity isn't big enough to understand why God does all the things that he does. Now, number three, the third fact about this is that not only they're out of control, they're often confusing, but God has a purpose. God has a purpose for every season of your life. The lonely seasons, the sad seasons, the seasons of success, the seasons of waiting, the seasons of grief, and on and on. We are very familiar with this verse, Romans 8:28. We know that all things that happen to us, all that happens to us, is working for our good, if we love God and are fitting into his plans. Now, circle the phrase working for, and circle the word if, because this is a promise not for everybody. All things do not work together for good for everybody in the world. They only work together for good for those who love God and are fitting into his plans. In other words, you're trusting him with what you're doing. Now, this is one of the basic truths in the Bible. One of the most basic truths is that nothing, if you are a believer, nothing comes into your life that hasn't been filtered by your Heavenly Father. That your life is not a random series of freak accidents and occurrences and circumstances that just happen. That it is not by accident. God never does anything by accident. He has an appointed time for everything in your life. You say, even the bad times? Yes, even the bad times. Now, don't misunderstand me. God does not have to plan all the problems in your life. He doesn't need to. I mean, you come up with them yourself. So God doesn't have to plan bad times in your life. They happen because of you, bad decisions you make, and they happen because of bad decisions other people make, and you're an innocent victim. So he doesn't have to plan bad, because God is not the author of evil. But he does have a purpose that he can draw good out of each and every event in your life. And that means every single event. No matter how dark, no matter how shameful, no matter how bad and how guilty or how bitter I feel about it, God can bring good out of it. He can work for good. It doesn't say all things are good. Remember, we've talked about this many times. Not all things are good in the world. There's a lot of bad. And the Bible does not say all things are good. It says all things work together for good for those who give God all the pieces and say, God, would you work good out of this? Now, if you don't do that, he's not going to work good out of it. But if you say, God, work good out of this experience in my life, he will. And he has an appointed time for everything. Now, number four, the seasons of life include both good and bad times. The seasons of life include both good and bad times. Life is full of contrasts. We go through mountains and we go through valleys. We go through successes and we go through failures. We have winnings and we have losses in our life. Now, in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 2 to 8, we have that list of 28 different life experiences. They just sang the song about it, turn, turn, turn. There's a time for this and a time for that. I've listed them there. And this is not an exhaustive list of the seasons of life. It's just a representation. You see, in weather, there are four seasons. There are four seasons. But in your life, there are dozens and dozens of different seasons. And we'll look at a few of them in this series. Now notice he says there's a time to be born, a time to die. He says there's a time to laugh. There's a time to cry. There's a time to find. There's a time to lose. That one, by the way, is one of the most difficult experiences in life. Have you ever had a problem trying to figure out whether should I hold on or let go? You ever had that one? Okay. Do I hold on to this dream that isn't happening? Or do I let go because maybe isn't what I'm supposed to be doing anyway? Do I hold on to this relationship or do I let go of it? I mean, rescue teams have to face it all the time. Do we keep on searching or do we give up the search? That's a difficult time. And the Bible says there's a time for both of those. It says there's a time to keep and a time to throw away. That's a good verse for your garage. just look under your bed and put that verse there. You know, I've discovered that in life, there are two kinds of people. There are hoarders who hold on to everything, and there are pitchers who like to throw stuff away. Pitchers always marry hoarders. Always. And it creates enormous sparks of creativity. You're going to hold on to that. You want to throw it away. We might need it someday. And some of us are such hoarders that you can't even not only fill your house with it, you have to go buy one of these little mini storage places to put more stuff. We're a nation of hoarders. Time to throw away. I mean, okay, that's some of you, that's all you needed to hear today. Go home and do your spring cleaning. You're dismissed. And it just says there's all these other things, gather and scatter, time to hug, time to not hug. Do you know what that is in the Hebrew? There's a time to have sex and there's a time to not have sex. It says there's a time to speak up and a time to be quiet. And usually we get those two mixed up. And we need the courage to speak up when we should, and we need the love to be silent when we need to be silent. But the point is this. Life is a combination of contrasting seasons, and all sunshine and no rain makes a desert. And if you were following God's will, if you're really trying to live your life according to the way God wants you to live, each of these experiences have meaning and purpose and value in your life. Some of you, and they're all God's will. Some of you think the only time you're in God's will is when you're at church or having a quiet time. You can be in God's will cleaning out a closet. You can be in God's will, you know, mowing your lawn. You can be in God's will moving to a new location or not moving to a new location. There is a time and season for everything. Now, do you remember that song years ago that Ray Stevens used to sing? Everything is beautiful in its own way. Do you remember this song? He lied. It's not true, folks. Everything is not beautiful. Cancer is not beautiful. Child abuse is not beautiful. War is not beautiful. Everything is not beautiful in its own way. He misquoted Ecclesiastes 3:11, which says this, God makes everything beautiful in its own time. Very different. Very different. That God can take even bad things and in the proper season, turn them around, use them for good in the way that he intends. Now listen. Some of you are going through a season right now that's not beautiful. In fact, it's downright ugly. Your finances look ugly. Your health looks ugly. You know, your relationship, your marriage, or your friendship looks ugly. Your future looks ugly. But I want to say this to you. God will bring good out of it, and he can make something beautiful out of that if you'll give him the pieces. Now, number five, the fifth principle about the seasons of life is that what I sow in one season, I will reap in another season. Now, every farmer knows this. You plant in the spring and you harvest in the fall. You don't plant in the spring and immediately the next day you harvest. We want to do that. We want to plant, for instance, you know, start tithing and then say, okay, now I just put in my check and I'm going to walk outside and God's going to respond to it. No, you plant a seed in one season, and you always harvest in another. I remember growing up, my mom used to say to me, now, Rick, the bad habits that you develop in the home and at school, you're going to carry on into your marriage and your career. And you know what? She was right. And you reap in one another season what you sow. In other words, the way you respond right now is definitely going to affect your future. On the other hand, if you respond correctly in a season of life, and if you do the right thing, even when you don't feel like it, you know, I don't feel like it in this season. And there are seasons when you're spiritually dried up. It pays great dividends in the future. Notice this verse. Let us not grow weary in doing well, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. In other words, if we don't give up. Now, these are five myths or facts about the seasons of life. On the back of your outline, now let's look at how can I make the most of each season of my life? How can I grow from it? How can I develop in it? How can I become all God wants me to be? Well, regardless of which season you're in, there are four questions you need to ask yourself, no matter what situation you're in. The first one is this: what can I learn in this season of life? Always be looking for something you can learn in this season of life.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and our series called Growing in the Seasons of Life. Now, if you'd like a copy of today's message, including portions we didn't have time for, or if you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. You'll find this message and others along with more helpful resources. If you or someone you know is feeling spiritually burnt out, Pastor Rick has a special word for you.
It doesn't matter how much you work out or how healthy you eat, if you're not feeding and exercising your spirit, you're going to feel run down and tired. You're going to run out of gas. Maybe you've been feeling that way lately. Often it's not what you eat, it's what's eating you. And the truth is, you've got to do more than just take care of your body. You've got to energize your spirit. Now, the best way to do that is to get into God's Word. It's the soul food. It's the spiritual food for your soul. And that's why I put together a new interactive guide called Re-energize Your Life. This resource will help you learn everything you need to know to re-energize your life the way God intended. And so what it does is just step by step, you begin a journey of personal renewal. And it's a hands-on guide, very practical, to take you at your own pace. You don't have to rush this, okay? This is not a book or a journal that you go through fast. In fact, I encourage you to stop and spend time in each section where you need the most encouragement. You'll not only benefit from the biblical wisdom that's included, but you're going to learn how to apply it to your life in practical ways. Now, let me just mention a couple of things that you're going to discover in re-energizing your life. You're going to learn the steps to how to let Jesus lighten your load. Does that sound good? You need your load lightened? Well, we talk about it in re-energizing your life. You're going to learn the three biblical steps for managing stress the way Jesus did. You're going to learn five ways to build margin into your life. Very important principle. And even the principle of the Sabbath is a margin principle. You're going to learn how to determine what matters most. A lot of the confusion and fatigue comes in your life is because we give major attention to minor things. Not everything in your life matters. Not everything has to get done. We can help you learn to clarify what the difference between what's urgent and what's important. There's a whole lot more that I don't have time to get into, but the pages of Re-Energize Your Life Journal are packed with full-color devotionals and Bible verses and teaching that's going to dramatically impact your spiritual life, not just today, but forever. So don't miss out. I hope you'll get this resource that we want to provide to you through Daily Hope.
Today, when you support Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll send you a copy of the book Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Call 800-600-5004 to get yours, or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.